You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. Well, tonight I thought we might have another ladies' night. I've played you records of girl singers and musicians and revived a few memories of songs about anonymous girlfriends, sweeties, cuties and assorted babies. So now let's see how jazz and popular songs have serenaded the girls by name, starting with a tearjerker written in 1865 called When You and I Were Young Maggie, but played now by Tommy Ladney on trumpet with Sidney Bechet, his old buddy, on clarinet and soprano sax, cheerfully mopping up all the tears in When You and I Were Young Maggie. I Were Young Maggie by Tommy Ladney and his orchestra in 1938. There haven't been many songs about Maggie, really. There was Maggie Yes Ma, Come Right Upstairs in 1923, and something called Oh Maggie, What Have You Been Up To in 1930, and none at all addressed to Margaret, although in 1937 there was a slinky tango number called I Once Had a Heart Margarita, and the New Orleans Rhythm Kings made a rather undistinguished record called Marguerite in 1923. But the other diminutive of Margaret is Peggy, and she's been very pleasantly set to music by McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1929.
Thank you.
Peggy by McKinney's Cotton Pickers. They also recorded a tune from the film On With the Show that Ethel Waters sang, Birmingham Bertha, a song with a lyric describing a real tough gal. You won't get no $2 worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. And there was also this one with outwards by Miff Mole and his Little Molars with Phil Napoleon and Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, Tommy Fellini on guitar, and drummer Stan King. I think that's the only song ever written to Bertha, played there by Miff Mole and his Little Molars. The composer was Harry Axt. 4 years before that, in 1925, he wrote one of the most popular of all pop songs, but to a girl named Dinah. There was a song during the war called Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah, and in the 30s there was something called Dinah Lou, but Dinah Lee is specified in this one, played now by Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band with a swinging vocal by trombonist George Brunis. Thank you.
Dinah. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, you know her. Show to me my Dinah. With the Dixie eyes blazing, how lovely is it and gazing, choosing eyes of Donnelly. All's every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. My Dinah, if you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Donnelly.
When Dinah was first introduced to us just over 50 years ago, everyone recorded her song, among them pianist, bandleader and songwriter Clarence Williams. In 1928, he wrote a number about a girl whose name rhymed with Miss Lee's, Sweet Emma Liner. Here's the composer himself with his Jazz Kings to describe her for us. A gal, evidently, Sweet Emma Liner. And Jack Palmer helped Clarence Williams write that one. The same year, 1928, he also wrote a number about another girl whose name has not inspired many songs, Angeline, or Angeline, as we say. Yes, I know about poor little Angeline, Sweet 16 on the village green, thank you. Musically, I think this one has more to commend it. It's by the Mississippi Maulers, with Venuti and Lang, of course, Tommy Dorsey, Fud Livingston on clarinet, Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, and Roy Evans singing. Thank you. Angeline by the Mississippi Maulers. Well, after Dinah, Emma Liner, and Angeline, here's one for another girl who gets little mention in song, Clementine, or Clementine as the Americans call her. You can't win, can you? Yes, I'm well aware of the old song about my darling Clementine, and I know the medical student's special version sung to the same tune, but this one by the Negro songwriter Henry Creamer and the white composer Harry Warren came from New Orleans, so Beth Challis tells us, assisted by Adrian Rollini and his goofus and bass sax, Chelsea Queely in his trumpet, and others of the Goofus Five.
She's only 17, but what a queen, oh my. She has two flashing eyes, they surely can hypnotize. And when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet, you won't forget, I mean. She kissed a boy named James, his rubber collar burst into flames. That gal called Clementine from New Orleans.
Beth Challis and the Goofus Five telling us about Clementine. I don't know. Well, most of these songs are about girls who have few other songs, if any, written about them. Now let's have something dedicated to a girl with hosts of admirers, Sally. Over a century ago, there was Sally in Our Alley, of course, and in this century there have been stacks of them. If You See Sally, When I Met Sally, Sally the Sunshine of Our Alley, and an awful wallow in the weeps called Wedding Bells Are Ringing for Sally, But Not for Sally and Me. Yes, they really wrote songs like that in 1930. And of course, there's that peculiar thing that Gracie Fields always sang that they still use to advertise beer. But back in 1905, Paul Dresser wrote a song called My Gal Sal, and I think it's the best of them all. Here's a really fine version made in 1931 by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. My gal Sal may have been a peculiar sort of a gal, as the lyric says, but at least she didn't live in that beastly alley. Well, we'll meet some more girls just after this.
Sense Around, the Academy Award-winning process for motion picture sound, becomes an incredible experience in the Battle of Midway. Starring Charlton Heston, Henry Fonda, and an all-star cast, you are surrounded with the actual sensations of the Battle of Midway. Sights and sounds so real, you feel you are there. In Sensaround, the Battle of Midway.
At the Empire Leicester Square now, in Sensaround, Battle of Midway, Certificate A.
We're gonna have a ball this summer, on an 1830 holiday. Ooh, we're gonna have a party every day. We'll get beach party, barbecue, sunset, and sand with Club 1830.
Over
18, under 30, come Club 1830. Write to
Club 1830,
100 Oxford Street, London, West 1.
It's a party in the sun.
During the long years spent cast away on my dismal desert island, one Friday remains vivid in my mind's eye. Partaking of my constitutional along the beach, I came upon footprints. Swiftly following them, I nearly ran into a young native girl. She wore a strange V-neck garment of many bright colors, knitted in a strange fiber, warm to the touch. As I noticed a strange inscription, she spoke.
This is Capital Radio 194 Jersey, available only from Capital Foyer.
I shall call you Friday.
You have telephone here?
Hello again from Mardi Gras, and some more girlfriends for us. For example, there's Susan, Susie, or simply Sue. Just think of the songs that have been written to her. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, Someone is Losing Susan, the one Bix Beiderbecke did with the Wolverines called Simply Susie. Then there's When Sweet Susie Goes Stepping By, and a typical one written in 1900 called Susie Oo. Oh dear. Best known, of course, is Sweet Sue, Just You, written by Victor Young in 1928. Here it is by Jovanuti and his Blue Four, the baritone sax by Jimmy Dorsey, and Magnificent String Bass is by Joe Tarto. Must have been hundreds of different versions of Sweet Sue, when you think. Victor Young wrote other hits, but that was his biggest. He was a violinist in Ben Pollack's orchestra at the time, and that group made a fine record about a girl called Katie. She's had lots of admirers too. Katie, Waiting at the Gate for Katie, It's Okay Katie with Me, and this one, Just Waiting for Katie, with clarinet by Benny Goodman and trombone by Glenn Miller. Thank you.
I'm waiting for my candy dear. I may miss a lot, but I tell you what, there's a time when I'm never lazy when waiting for my candy dear.
Our appointment was for 7, it's quarter after 8. If she's not here by 11, then I'll simply have to wait.
All my new shoes hurt and my collar's tight, but I'll stand all night and I'll wait, be waiting for my Katy dear.
Ben Pollack and his fine all-star band, Waiting for Katy. Oh yes, there was a German number that was very popular in England and America that praised Katy in her full name, Oh Katharina. Not many songs about Catherine, though. Can't think of any just now, just the moment. Or about Gertrude, when you think of it. Yes, I know Trudy, especially written for Gertrude Edderley, the Channel swimmer, and Gertie the girl with the gong, a memory of the days when police cars chased reckless drivers not with sirens but with gongs. And there was this one, Hard to Get Gertie, given a suitably hot treatment for such a stony-hearted damsel by Irving Aronson singing at the piano with his commanders, including trumpeter Mickey Bloom.
Thank you.
Hard to Get Gertie by Irving Aronson and his Commanders. So far as I know, the girls in the songs are just imaginary, although Maggie was real. She died a few months after getting married, and the song When You and I Were Young, Maggie, was written after that. King Oliver wrote various numbers, one of them called simply Olga, who was not his wife, but is thought to have been a girl he admired. Here's his rather wistful song without words, written just for Olga. King Oliver's melodic tribute to an old flame, maybe, Olga. Jillyrell Morton, his great friend, wrote Sweet Anita Mine for his girlfriend, but for his wife he wrote Fussy Mabel. I'm not sure whether this description was because she was pernickety about silly things or whether it was because she fussed over him. It makes a nice jazz number anyway, with all the lads, Bubba Miley, Ward Pinkett, Wilbur de Paris, and that mysterious clarinetist who Jelly insisted was a white musician whose name he couldn't remember. Thank you. Jelly Roll Morton's tribute to his wife, Fussy Mabel. Natty Dominique, cornet man from New Orleans, and as far as I know, still living in Chicago, also wrote a number for his wife, calling it My Little Isabel. Here he plays it with Johnny and Baby Dodds, Louis Armstrong's wife Lil, Bill Johnson and his bass, and trombonist Honore Dutre. Natty Dominique playing his own number, My Little Isabel, for his wife. There again, there are very few other songs about Olga, Mabel or Isabel, when you think, but perhaps the girl with the most songs about her is the one with the grand old name Mary. Sometimes it's for Mary Lou, Mary Ann, Marianne, Marie, even Molly, and there was one about Mary Lee, sister of Dinah, Jenny and Miss Annabel, obviously. Well, I proposed to a Mary once, and 6 months later she accepted me. Bing Crosby put my thoughts into song with words and music by Walter Donaldson.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, Mary? What are you thinking about? Who are you thinking about, Mary? The bees are buzzing, they're buzzing right in my ear. And they keep on asking, hey, what's the big idea? Think of the moon above, doesn't it speak of love, Mary? Why do you leave me on? Why do you be so contrary? You wouldn't let my castles come tumbling down. Think of the things in store. What are you waiting for, Mary? Thank you.
Bing with Bix and Frank Trumbauer and the Paul Whiteman Orchestra of 1927, Mary, What Are You Waiting For? Well, that's it, girls. My apologies for omitting songs about Rose and Jenny and Polly, Elizabeth and Pamela, but maybe later on I'll sort out some for them. And I'll have some more good jazz and that sort of thing next week, so will you join me, I hope? Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival, the best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.